right, today's topic is, what is keeping you awake at night? So what is bothering you? What worries you? Anything that comes with family issues, financial issues, anything that's going on with your health, emotionally, mentally, physically, especially for women that are after, I would say 35 and up. But my podcast is Life After 40. But again, if you're 35 and you feel like you're starting to feel age-related concerns or issues, that you're having trouble losing weight, you're starting having hot flashes or night sweats, you're starting having anxiety, depression, that comes at any age though. But I mean, a lot of women that are after 40, I would say, or 35, that have children, that even have grandchildren, they are starting to feeling different hormonal changes and different situations, lack of energy, tire, lack of sleep, the hair start falling off. You're getting a lot of changes in your body, and you're a lot of women after 35, 37 are starting to go into the life changes, are going through the changes. So I would say called premenopause. You start going through that. And women don't like to talk about that. A lot of women don't. For some, it's not an issue. But I would like to know for you, is that an issue to talk about it or not talk about it? And what is it that is concerning you about any of those life-changing issues, any of those emotional, physical changes that we're going through after we hit that age ratio, anything after 35, I would say. That's when I noticed that, at least personally for me, that's when I noticed what my body was starting changing. My hips were wider. Obviously, I had kids, but I didn't felt that as much even when I had kids at a younger age. My body started changing more when I felt, when I was older, I felt that that's when I saw the changes. Anything after 30, I started having, weight gain and difficulty losing weight. And I started having a lot of changes, even on my voice. some people go through that through like a teenage years, that the voice changes, they get raspier, get heavy, thicker voice and stuff. But I feel like my voice started reaching that adulthood voice ratio or kind of type of pitch as an older age after 30 something, you know. So everything is changing, and you see it, and you start seeing like, oh, oops, I have a little white hair coming out. And I'm like, when did that happen? When did I get old, you know? And then, oh, I cannot sleep. I start feeling like, oh, hot flashes. How's that happening? Like, I'm on my 30s. Why I'm feeling this? So that's when I started seeing all those things. And I'm like, this is really weird. My whole body is changing. It's worse than when I transitioned from preteen to teen, you know, or from a regular person with no children into motherhood, you know. It's not that that's not normal, but, you know, it's like I was pretty young and then I had kids and everything looked different. Everything felt different. My body was changing drastically. And I keep going, women keep going through all those changes from preteen to teen, from a kid, you know, it's like constant changes in our bodies. And we always have to be aware of it and always try to find solutions for it. Like, if you get your period, you have to get pads. I mean, if you starting growing breasts, you need to get bras. If you're if you're pregnant, obviously, or if you're before that, if you're starting to have sex, you need to get anticonception pills and stuff like that. And then if you're pregnant, then you have to plan a whole situation, your family, what you're going to do, having a marriage or not married, planning a family, not planning a family, your decisions that you're going to make, how you're going to deal with it and how your body's changing, all the plans that you have to do around that, buying a crib, getting a nursery, all of those things. And then planning the school for the kids once you have the kids, and how to raise it, learn, teach yourself how to educate a child, because they don't come with a book under the arm. And then later on, you have to prepare for letting them go out of the house, letting them get married, letting them go to college. And you have to learn again how to let go. So it's a process, constant process. So right now I'm in that stage where I'm learning to let go, learning my kids to go to college, learning to have my kids having their own life, having children of their own. And all of those things are big changes. And now I'm starting to transition into an age where I feel like I'm on the peak of my life, of my age. And like, oh, they said women are on their peak of their lives when they are 35, 40, and 45, something like that. So, you know, there's like different changes, physical, emotionally, sexual. So what are you going through right now? What are your changes? What are your worries? How your emotions are right now? How's your financial status right now? How's your marriage or single life right now? What are those things that you would attribute to growing into an adulthood, into aging, into becoming closer to a senior citizen age, and how you deal with that? If you're a senior, how you deal with that and all that stuff. I mean, it's nothing bad. It is an experience. It's a life experience, but women need to talk about that, because we go through so many things that we don't give support to each other. Maybe we don't have that support out there. And we don't talk about it often, maybe as often as we should. So we should be normalizing this a bit more. And I'm here if you need to talk. So my topic is, what is keeping you awake at night? Let me know. Stay tuned and message me on my pages. You got my information on my profile. Have a good day. Bye-bye.